I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Was Beckham
very and well. Good
and well?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Did you?
Now, yes, but for a couple of different reasons. So, I was old enough to see all that happening.
Well, see, this is what I was going to put to you because
you were too young. You're 5 years younger than me. That's
my,
what I mean.
Like, it even seems I didn't realize how many teams he played for. It feels like he retired much longer ago.
Yeah, no,
and I don't think I understood how famous he was.
Yeah.
Especially in the Manchester United days and when he was like initially with
Victoria. I remember them shutting down Luttrellstown Castle because like I live in Castleknock. Do you get me? So like I remember all of it. Like my first doll was a posh doll. Like the Spice Girls doll. My granddad got it for me.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. I think it was one of the last gifts before he passed away. But also I was like obsessed with the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I was... So Wannabe came out in 96.
Yes.
So I would have been 6. So again, very young. But like, you also have to remember that like Wannabe came out in 96. So Ireland probably got it in 98. You know, that's how things happened back then. We were getting everything like old. But it was that real time where people were... I was too young for Backstreet Boys. And then like, but I was just the right age for Spice Girls, NSYNC and that kind of stuff. You know, where you're like coming up with that. And when I mean like... The hold that that couple had on the world is, I've never seen anything like it. And I remember how bad it was back then. You could not pick up a magazine. And this was the time where Heat was coming out. This was the time where the FHM girlies were doing the thing. Page 3 was huge. Like it was a very, very different world. And I remember it all so, so intensely. Like also, I read her autobiography when it came out.
Is that the one they mention on Parkinson? Like... Learning to fly. Oh my God.
I watched the Ali G show when they did the Ali G show.
Oh like, my God.
And that was when I mean, if that Ali G show came out now, the TikToks that would be made, the like this stuff, I'll never forget. Like that one and the one with Muhammad Al-Fayed.
Yes, yeah.
Those are the two Ali G episodes that are like burned into my mind. Because that was like, it was that interview, the interview that he did on one of the American chat shows. There was 3 interviews he did in a row where clearly she's media trained, he isn't. And he comes across like a himbo, like beyond stupid. And that's when also Bo Selecta started doing the rips of him. And just everything, like it was such a time.
Mm.
And also at that point in time, it was like Sky TV had come to Ireland. You know what I mean? All these things, we had access to stuff that we had never had access to before. And when I mean that couple were fucking everywhere and you loved her and you hated her and you loved him and you hated him and you were sick of them and you wanted more of them. And it was just such a like, everybody felt like they could weigh in on their relationship. But in particular him, like, I think we forget how intensely football is like it's the world sport, quote unquote, but in the UK, like it is absolutely obscene. And the football fans, there's a reason why there's so many shit fucking Liverpool FC tattoos going around. Do you know what I mean? Like there's just, you'll never walk our loans on the backs on other kind of shite. Can't remember the Man U one, but like it was such a thing. And then also her book, and I remember reading her book, and like it's one of those books as well that I was like, I must have been around 11 or 12 or something.
But when did she write that though? When she was like 23?
Yeah, but this is what you forget. Like they had Brooklyn at 23.
Yeah. That's what, again, one of the other things I took away from it. I was like, fuck, they were so young. They were children themselves.
So
like,
young.
So young, so famous.
So young, so famous. And it happened so quickly for them. But also, when you see it, like, in her autobiography, she goes, like, she kind of, it's a weird one, because the Beckhams will only ever let you know what they want you to know.
Yeah.
And that's why when it comes to, like, the affair and all that other kind of stuff, it's really interesting to see how they portrayed it, because it's like, they're trying to be real, but they're also incredibly private people. Like, even stuff, do you remember when she got her boob job? And it was like the most obvious boob job that anybody has ever seen.
I have such an image of whatever that corset dress was. It's like...
Whew. And it's like two bowling balls. Yeah. And obviously she had to get them redone because she ended up suing the surgeon.
Mm.
And then the only way we only found out about that fucking boob job in 2015. She got it done in like 2002.
Mm.
And like, it's just crazy. The stuff they will only... And that's... They're almost like a really private Kardashians in the way that it's like everything... They've been so clever with the way that they've orchestrated things. And I loved in the documentary how you kind of saw how blamed she was for so much stuff. Mm. But that is football lore. That is how people treat that. And it is mad when you see how he was like the first, quote unquote, he wasn't the first celebrity footballer, but he was the first like very obvious lifestyle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.